This is Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
Okay, with me on the line now is Sunny Pietrandrea, who is an independent candidate for Victoria running for the Senate. Sunny, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, and how are you?
Yes, good, thank you. Have you run for politics before?
No, I haven't. I've been 44 years in Australia, from India originally, never run for politics, in IT, and as 10 years as a migration agent. But past couple of years, I've been very disappointed and sad what's going on in immigration, so I decided to run.
You're running on what you call a platform of regional migration, is that right?
This is absolutely right, yes. We need people in the regions. We are not getting enough babies being born, if that's the correct answer. So we need to bring them in as migrants, and they're already coming. They're already coming at the rate of about 500,000 students every year. Sorry, I'm at Southern Cross. You can hear the radio.
Yes. No, that's good. It's live. And, we've all been on a train before, so no problems with that. Can I ask you, what's your plan then? So are you saying that when people migrate to Australia, they would have to work or live in regional areas for a period of time?
Well, I didn't get most of that, but the fact is that about 500,000 students come into Australia every year. They bring about $33 billion into Australia every year. A third come into Victoria. And so we're looking at about $10 billion a year into Australia. Most of it comes into Melbourne. So hence we've got Melbourne congestion. The students don't want to go back after studies. That's a reality. I know it. 95% of them want to stay on. So the key platform I'm on is send the students to the region to start with. If there are colleges in the region, as there are, for example, in Geelong, and establish them in Ballarat and Bendigo and out in Horsham, then the students will come from overseas, 40% from China, 40% from India. They bring their money. They come as fresh-faced people out in the regions. They integrate into the community, and their money helps to develop the region. That's it in a nutshell.
So my question is, what is your plan to incentivize people to go to the regions, or are you saying, as a condition of their visa, that they would be required to be in the regions for a period of time? How will that work?
Excellent question, actually. The incentive comes from the fact that when you study for 2 years in what is called a CRICOS registered institution in Australia,
yes,
you get up to 5 points if you study in a region. You've got to meet threshold of 65. My proposal would be to raise that 5 points to 20 points. And that would, and I've canvassed this in India and I've canvassed this in China, you'll get a flood of people coming into the region, bringing their money. The incentive for them is to stay in the region. You don't have to force them. They'd love to stay on. Why? Because they're looking 4 years down the track to becoming a permanent resident.
Can I ask you, what is your plan to get elected for the Senate? Are you running as part of a group or are you completely independent? Because I believe if you run as a group, you get your own box on the Senate ballot paper. People can vote above the line for you. But if you're an independent, I think people have to vote below the line for you. And I don't think many people vote below the line in the Senate. So how do you overcome that?
I don't know. Very good question. I really decided on this too late to form a party. You need a minimum of 3 to 4 months to form a party.
I see.
So I can't get a box above the line. I did go and meet with the preference whisperers. And
yes.
If it were a minor party, I could help, but I can't otherwise. And so I'm going to be an independent. Below the line, on the far right-hand side, my plan is to try and mobilize people from the community to please vote below the line. Mark one for me and then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever you want for whoever else. I'm not a threat to the local elections because I'm not a threat for the lower house. So they can vote for whoever they want, but I need somebody to vote for me as an independent.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the program. It sounds like the Indian Pacific or something is going past at the moment, so not necessarily the best line, but I appreciate you canvassing your thoughts and all the best for Election Day, whenever it may be.
Look, I lived in Geelong for many years. When first I came to Australia in 1975. I loved the city. We had my son was born there in the Geelong Hospital. I believe that this is the greatest country in the world. We just need people to recognize that the country here is bigger than the country they came from. That's all I want.
Now, good on you. Thank you very much, and all the best with your travels. and all the best for the election.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. Sunny Piechandra, the candidate for the Senate independent. It sounded like the Indian Pacific or some sort of freight train was going past there at one point, but he got his manifesto out there.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.